Welcome. This is Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I'm also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of this show is to gather experience and give voice to untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder or warning or divine healing? Have you ever felt intuition, which I know we all have, voice of a higher power? Have you ever been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into a divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you from 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. And this is a non-judgment environment. This is a healing environment. You can tell your stories and possibly heal yourself or others. And I also believe this is a higher calling on your life and on our lives, period. The topic of this evening topic is tools of how we deal and cope with life when life comes at us. Different tools. But first I want to talk about something that's happening dear to my heart. You guys, you know, I always put you all in my life. I always let you in because you're important to me. You're my listeners and you're my divine listeners. And I can never leave anything out. I always have to be authentic. I have to be real and tell you exactly what's going on with me in my life. What happened was I just lost a dear friend that I've known her over, her name is Catherine Washington, and I've known her over 20 years. And we've been friends for over 20 years. We met at work, and she was performing the same job that we performed the same job, position, I'll just say. We program assistants and other positions over the years. We ended up program assistants for our Department of Head Start. And she was assistant just like us. She worked as hard as I do. We always bump into each other, working hard, and end up becoming friends, laughing, going on breaks, and, you know, having lunch and stuff together. I just wanted to, you know, talk about her, to give, you know, give a shout-out to her because she's my friend and sister. And I wanted to, you know, talk how things are so fleeting. Life is so short. You just never know, you know, who you're going to lose. I lost her, but then it's just been a, guys, it's just been a rough time for me in the last 6 months. It's just been rough, and I just share everything with you guys. I show you how I cope and how I'm coping, which I don't know how well I'm coping. Her funeral was Wednesday. And, you know, it was a beautiful funeral and everything like that. Family and stuff was there. And the thing is, how did she die? She died of cancer, ovarian cancer. And she has fought with this cancer, guys, for since 2012. This cancer returned. I mean, she went in remission for a little while, like maybe a year, I think a year and a half. She was like, They did operation on her, removed something, removed the ovaries or whatever it was they removed. And she was in remission for it. And she began to have, it came back again, like in maybe 2014 or 2015. And it was a tough battle, but through all of it, she was always positive, you know. But when you're a patient of cancer, you cannot have a lot of stress on you. And she had that. She had a lot of family stress, a lot of other stuff. And it just looked like it never stopped. It was just always, when she called me, we talked a lot. And I just wanted to talk about her for a minute because that's my friend, that's on my heart. And I just, you know, it's really about a conversation I'm having about coping skills and how we deal what are our tools to cope with when things happen to us. How do we cope with life when we lose loved ones? I lost my cousin as well about 2 months ago out of the blue. She had a heart attack, just, you know, out of the blue. It's like, he died, and I had to go, you know, there. So this has been a rough time for me these last 6 months. I lost my sister about 6 months ago in December, maybe 7 months ago. So life be throwing at you all kinds of things, and you're still living this. You're still going through all the stuff, and life is coming at you in all kinds of ways. And I'm thinking to myself this week, how do I cope with this death, these deaths that are coming at me? How do I cope with life when life is not going the way I wanted to go? And I was thinking over the years, some of the things that I tried, and I'll get into it later, but I feel I wanted to talk about my friend Kathy and my relationship to her, and how it was wonderful for me, just for us to be on the journey together, and how two people can meet at work, and sometimes they'll be a coworker, but sometimes they end up being your friend or a best friend of yours. And that's what happened with she and I. We were best friends. We ended up being best friends, where we talked just about every day, even after she's retired or whatever. Because I talked to her in the early retirement, and I said, girl, listen, I'm taking all these treatments and stuff like that. You need to, if you can retire and get up out of here, you need to do that. And she did that. She took my advice. But what it was she was joyful through it all. We found ways to laugh. And a lot of times we didn't really talk about, I didn't really bring up her illness a lot. We talked about everything. We talked about things that we can laugh about. We talk about life is short. It really is, guys. It's really short. And in this, while you're here in this moment, you need to take advantage. You need to let God in your life. You need to let the divine in your life for all things you do. Because not that you won't die if you let the divine in. It's just that let the divine in so you can deal with life. And it's joyful and it's, you know, and a challenge. But it's a comfort to know that God is always here. He's in everything. The divine is in cancer. We believe it, but he's in this. He's in all things. There's nothing that the divine is not in. Nothing we don't know about. Nothing that surprises the divine. And I say he, I don't know if he or she is it. I just call it the divine. And I will interchange with Christ consciousness. I will say he or whatever. But that's the way I speak about it, the divine in everything. And he was in everything that she went through. All the changes that she went through, he was there. Because God knows that we are not just physical beings. God knows that we are spiritual beings. That what we go through on this level, on this physical level, is temporary. God knows our whole spirit, our whole source, that we go back to source. Whatever source is, we go back to it. We go back to the Creator. So even though this down here is, you know, this is suffering and everything, and that she went through all that through her body and her life, fan life down here, and she went through the illness and all that on this journey, when she died, she went back to the store. She went right back to God. But I just wanted to speak of her and our relationship as far as on this journey. You need a friend. You need somebody like that. Her that got your back, that, you know, care about you, you care about them. You need these kind of people that you surround yourself. I still surround myself with anybody on the job. But everybody, you can't surround yourself with. I find myself surrounding myself with much more positive people like I am. More people that talk more on my level. And you'll find yourself, you can go either way. You know, you can go with the gossiping crew, you can go with the negative crew. You can go with any crew you want to, and that's fine. Everybody chooses whatever, and they don't have to be negative. It's who you draw to you and who you have around you. This life is short. This is what I'm talking about. This life is short. You need to have people that's going to uplift you, that's going to grow you in ways that you never thought. So you have to be conscious of who you have around you. And she's not the only person that was around me. There's a lot of good people that's around me, but she was one of them. And she was one of the persons that I hung with at work, because I'm not a person that, you know, hang with anybody and everybody. I'm not in that in group, you know, the inside group or whatever. I usually am alone. And now that she retired, I go to lunch by myself. Not to say the other people are alone or whatever. I still get along with everybody, but we had a special sister bond that we got along. We laughed. We found things to laugh and shop about, talk about and shop and did those things. And it was very refreshing. Even though it was 20 years, it was refreshing having that kind of a person around. And that's how I got other friends. And they're like that, too. And I'm like that because I try to, you know, maintain the God-like attitude in my life. And the people around me have to. If you're a person that's starting up a whole lot of stuff, a lot of times, you know, I'll talk, but I'm going to find myself leaving because I'm not saying I'm perfect or whatever. I do my sense of gossiping, but I'm just saying that's who you have around you in your life. And that's what you need to know. But I was just saying, I had some type of year. I'm just expressing that to my listeners. I'm just finding different ways of coping within the heart. My sister, my cousin, just have a heavy heart this evening. And I just wanted to let you know that the divine is in my heart. And, you know, God is always there. You know that my heart is heavy, but it's been there. The angels been there, and I feel them. And I know that at one point, you know, I felt my mother. She's passed on, too. But I guess she knew I was upset, so I felt her as well. I felt the presence around me as well. And you'll find that, too, that people that pass on that you look close to will come around you. And so I felt her as well. And I just wanted to say that we had a very precious relationship, that I honor all my friendships. I honor all my, you know, the people that's around me. And it's very important to keep positivity around. But I wanted to also get into how I'm coping with things and how things are constantly happening with me. And over the years, what type of things that I have used, and I'm going to go into detail into. And maybe it can help you or not. Maybe you can look up the click on the internet or Google it or whatever and see if these things can help you. I think that everybody should have more than one tool to help them find out ways to be relaxed or meditate or whatever it is that you need, that you need more tools in your box, because things are coming at you all the time. And you should have, to me, it's a good idea. You don't have to have it. Maybe one tool is good, but it's good for me to, you know, find out what it is that, you know, I could use to help myself and help others, because I'm always in this mind of, let me see if this works. Let me see if this can help me. This meditation can help me, or breathing technique can help me. If it helps me, I'm going to try to spread the word to everybody, anybody that can hear that. If it can help you, it can help you. If it's not, then find whatever it is to me. We all need tools in this life. Get on in this life, different ways of being and dealing with life issues, because there's a lot of stuff going on, and my life as well as anybody else, and I just look out ways. So I'll just tell you a few, and maybe you can find your own ways of tools of what you need to do. But over the years, I picked up, I'll just show you some. It's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. It's a tapping technique where you tap on the meridians on your body. It's like acupuncture, where they, you know, if you have acupuncture, but you're tapping on those precious points. It's maybe about 8, and you can look it up. It's called EFT. This can relieve stress, anxiety, anger, frustration, relationship issues. And I'll tell you in a minute how it goes, but I'm just telling you some things that I experienced where it can help calm me down. Depression, all kinds of fears and phobias, negative talk that sometimes you think you can't stop thinking, or, you know, you're on a negative roll or something like that, or self-doubt, guilt, grief, confusion, things like that. I still want to talk about the EFT technique where you can use to like calm yourself down if you have anxiety, if you have stress, whatever. Just tapping technique where you tap, you know, you tap like the top of your head, like in the center. You tap it. You tap in between your eyebrows. It's like an acupuncture tap. You can look it up. You can Google it. It's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. So you tap on top of your head. You tap between your eyebrows, a little bit there. You tap on the side of your temples. You tap up under your eye. I know it sounds weird, but you're tapping those perineums that in the body that can calm you down. That's what I'm saying. And I just try these things, and I just show y'all about it or share it. And I tap up under my nose, tap up under my lip, on my chin, tap on my chest, but up. But they'll tell you it's hard to explain it if you're not seeing it. But if you Google it, it's called ETF Freedom. It's called Emotional Freedom Technique. That's what it's called, EFT. And that's what you use. That's what I use over the years for my stress or whatever. Then you tap and tap, and then you breathe, and then you take a deep breath, and then you see if you calm down. You do it again. You do these rounds. And then whatever it is that's bothering you, you feel it. You tap on it. I mean, say you're having a bad day and you've got anxiety. Sometimes you don't know what it is that's bothering you. Well, sometimes you do know it. You're just feeling a certain kind of way and you're not feeling like yourself. You can just close your eyes and, you know, you can Google it. It's all ETF. You just have. I've tried it and it helped me. And I just keep on saying, how do you feel? If it's from 1 to 10, you feel really upset and you tap and it looks like it's going down to 8. Just keep on tapping until it's 0. So, I mean, that helps. So that's one of them. The other one is the Sedona method. It's another technique for releasing stress or anything like that. It's called the Sedona technique, and it's just kind of like a letting go technique. I'm just showing you all what I use, and that's helped me. These are tools that I, you know, this week, I don't know. I just, you know, probably just need to breathe and just let myself feel the way I'm feeling. But I'm just saying these are some of the tools that I've used, that I'm using, that I wanted to share with you guys. Now, this is, you know, this is called Sedona technique. It's called letting go. And you can also Google it. And what it is, it's similar, but you don't have to tap on anything. It's like this. You feel your feelings. Let's say you're having a problem or you're upset. Somebody just upset. I did this while it was happening. Something was happening at work. Somebody lied on me. I was supposed to set up a conference room, and they had it all mixed up, and the meeting was going on, and something happened, and I was very upset. And I said, this is the time that I'm going to try this technique, the donor method. So what it was, I could feel it. I was feeling myself getting upset, and it's like this. You feel the feeling, and you ask in the present. So you feel the feeling, and you say, okay, I feel myself getting upset. You can feel it. And you take a deep breath, and then once you do that, you say, can I welcome? I know this all sounds crazy. Can I welcome this feeling? You may not want to welcome. You're just talking to your body, talking to yourself. You don't have to say this out loud. You may have to go into a restroom or, you know, bathroom or whatever. I'm just telling you something. And you say, can I welcome? You may not really want to welcome it, but you're just saying, can I welcome into my body? It's already in your body. So you're just saying, can I welcome it? You take a deep breath and say, can I welcome this feeling? And your body, you know, you're feeling this. You're still feeling upset. And then you say, you feel it in your body. And you feel yourself, so where is it in my body? Do you feel like it's in my stomach? Where is it in my head? Where is it feeling in my body? Because most I feel like we feel it in our body, whatever it is that we feel in our body. And so you ask the question, say, could I let this go? That's what you're asking. You're asking your body, can you let it go? Can you let it go? This is one letting go technique. You say, could I let this go? That's the question. Could I let this go? And if you say, if you're asking yourself, you might not want to let it go. Sometimes you might say, no, I'm angry. I don't want to let it go. It still works either way. You say, could I let this go? And you breathe, and you might say, no, I don't want to let this go. And you say, would I let this go? You may say, no. You ask yourself questions. And then after you say, would I let this go? And then you'll get an answer. You breathe out. You breathe in. You breathe out. You say, could I let this go? Yes. I usually say yes. But if I have said no before, you take a deep breath. You say, no, I want to hold on to it. Either way, it's going to let it go. And then you say, when? When can I let this go? You ask when. The reason why you're asking these questions to your body, because you want to find a way, when can you release this emotion? When can I release this emotion? So you say, yes. And you let it go. And then you say, when? And you say, now. You go through these steps. Now, you may not have a lot of time, but sometimes you just need to take the time. You're going to be there anyway, angry. So you take the time out. This is a technique. You just take the time out for yourself to let it go. That's what it is. You're taking time out. It's called the Sedona method or the Sedona technique. You can look that up, too. And that has worked for me. But it's not like one time. Sometimes you say it. So sometimes I've said it, and immediately I say, can I let it go? And I take a deep breath, and it'll happen. But sometimes it depends on what issue it is. I have to work on it. I keep saying, can I let it go? Will I let it go? When? Now. And those are the steps. You feel the emotion. You ask to see if you can. You say, can I welcome this feeling? You just ask in the body, can I welcome it? And then you say, could I let this go? Would I let this go? You answer yes or no. And then you say when. And you say now. And you say now, and you let it go. And I'm telling you guys, it really helped me. Some problems where I just could not get my emotions together along. You know, sometimes you can't get your emotions on track. And I just felt like I just couldn't get down to my emotions. I just felt like they were everywhere. So I just used different tools to try to calm myself down. And I use that one, the tapping technique, but this one I use, and it, you know, the other one works too, but you don't have to tap if you don't like tapping on the body or whatever. Tapping, you know. I just try all these things. You know, I just think you should try different things. It's always calm yourself. Always to be in a better state of mind if you're out of that. That's what I'm about. Being in a better state of mind can't always be in the best state of mind, but just in the state of mind that you can think with God's, and you can hear God's voice, you can hear God's message. I always want to be in that frame of mind, because if I get too carried away, I can't hear God, and I've been like that. I just can't hear it because I'm too caught up in the physical. I'm too caught up in this life. I can't really hear it, so I'm always trying to get myself in a clear space where I can hear the messages. Doctor, he's always talking to us. He's always ministering to us. He's always here. He's never went nowhere. And if we're not in a place where we can calm down enough to hear him, then you won't get the message of what you need to do next, how you can help yourself or help others next. So I always like to be in that positive state of mind. I always like to be in that receiving, surrendering type of mind. So there's many ways, you know, you can look up Google or on the internet, find out ways to have your tools or whatever it is that you need to get you through life. I just have a few, and I'm continually looking for ways to get better and better. And as I, you know, get these tools and they help me and in better ways to be more clearer, be in a more pure state when, you know, the divine can work through me, I'm going to share it with you. Now, some will work and some don't. You know, I've had some, you know, techniques that I'm like, well, that's not for me. It might be somebody else, not for me. But the ones that that resonate with me, I do it. I just encourage you. I encourage the listeners to, the divine listeners, all listeners to find ways to, their ways that they can cope other than drinking, smoking, using drugs or whatever it is, shopping and gambling or whatever. Find other ways to cope. And dealing with death or whatever it is, or beating or whatever it is, romantic violence, find ways to cope with it. Find positive ways to cope with it. Cope with your life in a different way. Now I got all these deaths. I have to find ways to cope with it. Got to find ways to get in a frame of mind. Because if you don't get in that positive, in that right frame of mind, like I said, some people commit suicide and all kinds of things if they're not in the frame of mind. You see what I'm saying? We're dealing with life. It can be tough, and it is tough at times. When you don't know what's going on in your life, and it's been got chaotic and crazy. You have no idea what's going on. Things are coming at you left and right. I mean, and the divine is always the way, but I'm just saying different ways to calm yourself through the divine, where you can listen to the divine. Different ways to cope with life other than the negative ways, you know, and you got too much of that going on. So we just got to find different ways of how we deal with life. We got to find different ways of how we feel and think about life and get in those things and get in that spirit of the divine. And that's what I do. I don't know if you need the help, but I'm always on the lookout for something that's going to help. Or if it don't help, you know, in that frame of mind where I'm in a sharing stage where, you know, I'm going to always do that. I'll do that here. I'll do this on the show. I'll do that at home, wherever I'm at. I'm going to do that because that's who I am. I'm an aspect of the Creator. I'm in spirit. I'm in the divine spirit. So it's got to be everywhere I go. It just can't be at church or just only when I'm on the show or just only. No, this is the lifestyle. This is the way I live. This is my spirit. This is my divine spirit. So no matter where I go, this is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm broadcasting. I'm broadcasting the divine. This is who I am. This is who I am. So I'm always trying to find ways. That positive mindset, that divine mindset, where God can always work through us. So I know I'm getting off of that, but you know, feel that feeling. That was one of them, and ask those questions. Try to embrace those feelings. You know, try to welcome the feelings first, and then ask the question: could I let this go? Do you really have to be? Could I let this go? And when you say yes. And then you wait a minute, the body will automatically. And sometimes it will sooner than others, but if you do it, practice, and do it a lot, it'll just automatically. You'll be surprised. It may do it on the first try. I don't know. But, you know, it's a practice on all this stuff. Everything is a practice. Everything is a hack. So, you know, that was the other one is, meditation. That's the first one. Is meditation, because I meditate every day. But you can meditate on things. You can meditate on problems. You can ask God to help you with the problem, meditate on it, relax your mind, and get in a space where your mind is, you're going to be jumbling while you meditate, but also you can also calm your body down. Then when you calm your body down, your mind can get calmed down in your meditation. And I do prayer before my meditation, prayer during meditation. And so I'm meditating with the divine. So that always helps. You know, some people, you know, meditation is not the thing, and that's okay too. You don't have to, but you do have to connect with God, you know. And prayer is another way. It's optional. It always works. But sometimes you can't get the blues. Sometimes you just need to be still. Whatever way you live, You decide if you want to pray or connect with the divine, you can't. But prayer works for me. I pray too. These are all the things that I do. I pray. I talk. That's having a conversation with the divine. I ask God to lead me. I ask God to the divine to let me see what he sees, guide my path, guide my thoughts, my thoughts, feelings, and emotions. I ask him to use me as a vehicle. So I pray in that. So that's a wonderful way to pray, too. In your toolbox. It's a number of ways. It's a whole lot of different ways, many ways, millions of ways to have your toolbox. A lot of people got different ways. So you can Google it or whatever, which way, but I think they have different ways of dealing and coping with positive ways of just coping with life problems, death, or whatever that's going on. Have different ways of doing it, different tools. I call it your toolbox. Pull out all your toolbox. Sometimes you need it all. Sometimes you need to pray, meditate, and do it all, you know. Or sometimes you just need to just be still. Whatever way it is, just have more than one way. But maybe you don't have to have more than one way, but I'm just saying, I'm just sharing. Maybe one way you do it is just prayer or meditation, and it's working for you, that's fine. But sometimes in life, we need, you know, we still have to need more than one tool. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. Because I guess I'm feeling that way, because all this stuff is coming at me, and I had some kind of unpredictable year, and it's been unpredictable for me. I'm just like, what is going on? And I really don't know what's going on. I know I'm in different situations, but, you know, it's like, what do I do with all of these emotions, these feelings that I'm sharing? So I have to go to you guys and tell you what's going on with me. Maybe some of you having the same issues, and I hope that I am expressing myself and helping someone, if it's just one person, but I'm bringing you in my world and in authentic in what's going on with me and how God used me to continue to help him to have impact. So I use that. I use meditation. I hope some of this is helpful. And I probably not explaining it the best way I can, because sometimes it's hard to explain those techniques. You just need to Google them or do for yourself if it works. If not, okay. But if it does, fine. Continue. The other way is surrendering to the universe. And I know it's probably like meditation as well, but, you know, sometimes we have to not try to figure, understand it all. Sometimes we want to just figure out everything, and sometimes we just have to not try to figure it out and be uncomfortable with not knowing what's going on. You just like, I don't know what's going on. You just got to be comfortable with not knowing what's going on. And, you know, we have a strong desire to just, you know, push against, you know, what's going on, what's going on. You know, it's a resistance to it. So sometimes we want to figure it out. We beat our head on the side of the wall trying to figure out our problems of what's going to happen next, what's going to happen in the future. And you just really need to surrender. Surrender to divine. Surrender to God. I mean, and when I mean surrender, it's just another way of letting go. You just have to surrender all of it. You just have to surrender your energy to God and just not have that control. I know that sounds like it. This is another technique you have to just surrender and accept what's going on right now in your present moment. What's going on right now with death? My friend dies, or whatever. Whatever's happening, my child dies, or whatever's going on is something that's not in your control. Sometimes you just say, why did that happen? Why did that happen to me in that way, particular way? What? Sometimes we just don't have the answers to it. We just don't have the answers. And so what we have to do is we have to just surrender. And it's more than just surrender and say, I surrender. You have to surrender to God. You have to surrender your whole body, the whole problem, the whole everything. Just say, Lord, I surrender. I'm sure in your lifetime you probably have done it with things going on. You just gave up and said, you surrender to God. But it's the best way to do it. That's another technique I use. I just surrender. I just don't know what this is about. I can't figure it out. It's too big. It's too much. I can't do it. And you just surrender to God. And that form. So it's just different ways you choose that you can be on this journey, how you're dealing and coping with life. Life problems are coming at us in many directions, and it's not always easy to deal with. And, but I just always, you know, put the point that this vine is all, he's in everything. It's in everything. He's in the sources everywhere. It's nothing that God is not in. And people say, oh, God is only in the flowers. No, no, he's in everything. He's in everything where he's in nothing. Because he made all of it. All of this comes from. This whole earth, everything comes from. This whole atmosphere, everything is divine. And so once you know that, you'll always know that he's there. Wherever you are here, you're in it. Divine is in everything, so you can always submerge yourself into the divine. And so that's where you have to surrender. You have to say, Lord, I don't know what's going on in my life. I don't know why this is happening the way. Or surrender when things are going well. I mean, you surrender too. But a lot of times people think, you know, you just surrender in the bad or good. You just surrender to the good too. But a lot of times when it's looking like it's too much or whatever, most of the times it's in those times where we just don't understand. We just don't understand. The answers are not there. So that's why I say, you know, that's another technique I use. Just stop fighting. Stop trying to control it. Stop getting in the way of what you think the flow is. Get out of the way of the funk. And once you get out of the way of the flow, things happen. Things flow right. They move right in a certain kind of way. And sometimes nothing happens at all. That's okay, too. Maybe nothing's supposed to happen at this time. But it's always something behind it. God is always behind it. But we just can't see it. We can't see what's coming down. So you just surrender. I don't know what's going on. We are uncomfortable with knowing what the future is, what's next. And so it's an uncomfortable situation to be in. I don't know what's next. I don't know what tomorrow brings. I don't know what's going to happen. But all you have is now. So you have to submerge into the present. You have to submerge right in the present and be in it. Stay in it. That's where God is. That's where the divine is. Stay in the presence and surrender yourself to the divine. And that's what I've had to do this week, you know, because it's just been a tough week. I've had to do it, I guess, all the whole 6 months. And I haven't did all the, you know, the techniques that I told you. I'm just saying over the years I do it and I do use these techniques. But I'm on this surrendering page right now and accepting what just happened. And I know why it happened, you know, she had cancer. And I know why my, you know, cousin died, you know, he had heart attack, but still I just accepting now. I had to accept all that at the moment and surrender and let God. You know how they say let go, and it is an old expression, let go and let God. Well, it's still there. Still let go and let God. And just let, you know, let life happen. God is life. Let it happen and use all the tools you can possibly use. Find ways to use positive tools. Find ways to be a better person in dealing with this life journey. In positive ways, you know, make sure you're in your confirmations, maybe affirmations, and saying them every day, the positive ones. So you're using an affirmation every day, anyway, that, you know, I'm strong. You get up saying I'm strong, I'm happy, I'm healthy. If you want to add wealthy with it, whatever your affirmations are, to get up stand, to get up praying, whatever way you do it, have it in a positive way, have it in a way where your day can be a much better day or your month. Sometimes it's not, you know, what we want it to be, but have your tools, have your affirmation tools, put them on your phone, let your voice be the voice that you hear back, record, you know, find ways to have positive tools that work for you instead of against you. So, and that's what I'm talking about tonight, just having tools where you can pick up for the positive. But we're going to need something. We need that, or we're going to have a drink, or we're going to get something. And I'm not saying I'm not against drinking or something like that, but I'm just saying it for the trauma. You got a lot of alcoholism going on. You got a lot of drugs going on. You got to find other ways of dealing with life. And I'm saying picking up some positive tools, picking up other ways, even if you got to have a write in your journal, positive journal, a grateful journal to write to get yourself where you need to be, where you can hear God and where you can hear his voice, where he can guide you. Because we need guidance. We need guidance, so we want to be in that positive state. And that's what I'm about. I'm always, even now, even in the state I am, I'm not in the best state, but I constantly am reading, writing, in my gratitude journal, and writing and doing things that's going to uplift me. And when I'm feeling like I'm grieving or something like that, I don't try to do anything. You know, I just feel what I'm feeling when it comes on me, which, you know, it did today, it did yesterday. I'm probably going to do it tomorrow. I just have to feel what I'm feeling. And it ain't always going to be, you know, a happy feeling. You're losing people around you, but, you know, you find a way to cope. And so I don't know if you know, I need to do anything more than just surrender this week. I know all these tools are available to me, but all I can do is pray, meditate, and surrender this week. Those are the tools I use this week. The other tools I'm telling you can use, it could be in your toolbox for the future. You know, you can use that or something else. There's a whole lot of tools to use. As long as it's positive and moving you in the right direction, moving you in the direction where it's getting you to a place where you're in a state of mind where you can receive the divine, or you can, you know, be in your better sense, be your better self, be your highest good. That's where you want to be, in higher vibration. And so that's where I'm talking about today. But I'm really talking about me dealing with death and in the last 6 months, me dealing with all the things that's coming at me. And so I was thinking, what the tools that I use, how can I help you guys or anybody out there that needs other help or may need some tools to use? Well, they can find you, you guys can find your own, but I'm just sharing with my story today, what's going on with me, what's happened to me, and how I'm feeling, and what I'm feeling. And I'm feeling very sad. But, you know, there's also good and divine in this. It's, you know, I'm still living. I got to live my life. I got to continue on with my work and do what I need to. That's what my friend Kathy would want. I just wanted to talk about her today, put her in, because she was a very good part of my life. And also wanted to share with you my feelings on how I'm getting along with this and how I'm dealing with life issues, you know. It's tough. And it's been a tough week. And I wanted to hear more, and like I said, I wanted to be on this page of surrendering in the moment, because that's where God is. God is in the moment, and that's where he's helping me now. He's helping me get through it. So I'm using those tools and more. I'll be looking for more things to better myself, get my mind together as I get acclimated in more of God, divine stuff. I'll continue to share everything in that way. But I have that method, surrender, and the meditation, the Sedona method, the EFT, the tapping. I wanted to, you know, get more information on the tapping if I could. I don't know. I got more clear, but it's called emotional freedom technique. It's called tapping technique. And you can Google it, find out how you can tap on those meridians, and it'll show you how to calm down and ease your stress in ways that can help. And that's what I've done. Just like I said, I'm tapped on that and got better at what is going on with me. I've used all these techniques. I use the meditations every day, and they work for me, and I continue to try to stay in a calm state. When I meditate, I feel better in the morning. So all these things work for me. They don't necessarily got to work for everybody in the formula that I gave you, but just look and speak for yourself. I always say speak for yourself and find ways to, you know, find your toolbox. So when you need, when life happens to you in a way that you can't, you know, cope with, or you probably can't cope with, but you want to cope with better, you can have your own tools to work with, and that you won't use the, you know, destructive tools, alcohol, vigilance, and whatever it is that you can use, that you can use your own tools. It's up to you. And it to me, it makes life a little bit better for me. But for me, like I said, this week, I'm just using the surrender. I'm on the surrender page because of the death, the stuff that's happened, and everything. So I'm using all I can use, become a better person, become more common from when it's young. And if I can help in any kind of way, I will. So that is for the show. My next show is June the 29th, 2019 at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. My email address is BIV from Dark to Light at gmail.com. And that's it, you guys. I hope I was helpful. I know I probably was all over the place because, you know, things happen. It's a tough week for me. But God bless you, and good night.